I'm Dan Friedel.
This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Yemen's Houthi rebels have launched a missile at a U.S. warship patrolling the Gulf of Aden, forcing it to shoot down the projectile. Houthis also struck a British vessel, and the sailed toward it to assist. U.S. forces later conducted a strike against a Houthi anti-ship missile that was aimed into the Red Sea and prepared to launch. That's according to U.S. Central Command. The attack Friday on the USS Kearney marks the latest by the rebels amid their campaign against ships traveling through the Red Sea and surrounding waters. Palestinian ambassador to the UN Riyad Mansour said it was a historic day after the announcement by the International Court of Justice in The Hague of interim steps in the case brought by South Africa against Israel regarding the enforcement of the Genocide Convention in the Gaza Strip.
We are digging into all the details in order to take the appropriate steps, which, of course, these steps will be in the Security Council. If one to look at the provisional measures separately and collectively, it gives the clear message that in order to do all the things that they're asking for, you need a ceasefire for it to happen.
A bipartisan group of U.S. senators expressed growing concern Friday about military cooperation between North Korea and Russia.
In comments made separately to VOA's Korean service reporter, Jo-Win Lee, Friday, the U.S. senators said the North Korean-Russian cooperation could help both nations advance their military capabilities. Democratic Senator Chris Coons of Delaware.
I am concerned that North Korean artillery has come to Russia's aid at a critical time, and North Korean ballistic missiles are helping Russia carry out savage attacks on civilian centers across Ukraine.
VOA's Jeff Custer reporting. This is